Mike, I am sitting, this is from Goober number 1207. Mike, I'm sitting on a school bus right now. I drive for a local district. We don't have seat belts because it would be impossible for a driver to evacuate 40 belted kids in the event of a fire or emergency. How many school buses in the history of school buses has there been spontaneous combustion where fires have just occurred on a school bus, number one, or an emergency? This is another example. Now, Dan, I'm not picking, but you put your name in the text, Dan. Dan, I'm not picking on you, but I want you to think through what you just said. Rather than, and this is the mindset that drives me nuts. How about we do this? Before we start throwing all of these kids on school buses, how about, because you know, I get so mad about this. When a kid gets in the car with mommy or daddy to go the 2 mile drive to go get a burger or to go to the grocery store or to go to the pediatrician, what do the parents do? They belt the kid in. The kid, at some point, either by the direct action of the parents teaching that child, you know, my granddaughter, not quite 4 years old yet. She can belt herself into the child's seat in the back seat of the car. In fact, you ought to see grandfather, grandpoo here. You ought to see me trying to putz around with all the buckles that goes in to strap that poor little girl into that car seat.
18-point harness.
It is. It's like, my God, which A goes to C, but B goes to F. And it's like, oh, and finally Adeline just grabs it.
And I don't know about your kids or your grandkids, but mine were escape artists. Didn't matter how buckled in they were. As toddlers, they figured out how to get out.
Yeah.
So these are toddlers in an 18-point harness in the back of the car. I think we can figure out one little buckle on a school bus.
And again, Dan, I'm not picking on you, but this is the kind of thinking that drives me. Okay, so this is the kind of attitude of if it saves just one life. The likelihood of a fire, in fact, I'll have to go do a LexisNexis search, but I can't, and I say I don't remember, but I think had there been a fire on a school bus, oh my God, that would have been topic A. That would have been in the A block of the evening news, and that would have been, you know, how Fox News alert. There's a school bus on fire in Windsor, Colorado. And we'd have helicopters, news copters, we'd have fire trucks, we'd have everything, and it would be a national news story. I don't think I've ever heard of one. Have I heard of school bus accidents? Yes. In fact, that proves my point. I bet in all of our minds, we can vaguely recall somewhere, we don't need to know the details, but we know we've heard about a school bus accident somewhere on a highway or a street, and it made national news. So this attitude, if it saves just one life, applies to the school bus. The likelihood of a school bus being involved in an accident is much greater than it is for a fire. But that misses the entire point. And the entire point is, teach them. Teach them. And in fact, why don't we do that during school? Hey kids, today, guess what we're going to do? We're going to march single file out to the parking lot, and we're going to board the school bus. And we're going to go drive around in the school bus. And at some point, the school bus driver is going to slowly put on the brakes. And that's going to be your sign this is an emergency. And we're going to practice escaping from the school bus. Oh, we don't want to do that. That might mean the teacher actually has to plan around that. That means the school bus driver might actually have to show up and do something. Dan, I don't mean to pick on you, but sorry, but that text just sent me through the roof. Now, Dragon, may I turn to you, Mr. Producer? Seems to me that my tirade about electric school buses sent you down a rabbit hole.
Well, I was just curious as to how much a regular old school bus would cost and how much an electric school bus would cost. Now, I couldn't find real numbers on any of these things, but on average, a brand spanking new school bus costs, you know, $250,000.
Okay.
Give or take.
$250,000 for one school.
Give or take.
All right.
Now, I was able to find a story in Boulder how they had just gotten one electric school bus, back in 2020. Now, I had to read through the whole story. There was nothing about how much the bus cost, but they did tout that they got a grant from an electric company to put it together, and the grant was for $325,000. So almost $100,000 more than a regular old school bus.
But it'll make everybody feel good.